degrees, so Hare reports minus one. WLS midway temperature, zero.
That's an old 78 RPM record. Sounds pretty bad compared with what we have now. But to a child born deaf, a victim of birth defects, even that scratchy sound would be sweet music. Today, there are many children born deaf who are being trained to talk and in some cases to hear thanks to the March of Dimes. And you can help too. Give to the Chicago area March of Dimes and join the fight to prevent birth defects.
Lyle Dean reporting for WLS.
Presents the sound of music and Clark Weber.
89 WLS.
A good morning to you. A mighty cold morning in Chicago. 0 degrees at 9 o'clock, LS Most Music Time, and welcome to the Clark Weber Show.
Anybody here?
Abraham, Martin, and John. A very successful piece of music for a guy who seemed to have been out of the business for quite some time, Dion. But he's coming back quite strong now. As a matter of fact, he's released a brand new one, a thing entitled Purple Haze, that has all the marks of another successful hit for the guy. Good morning to you. Zero, the temperature reading. Yeah, throw a couple of logs on that living room fireplace and let some of that heat spread around the house. Take sort of the chill out of the bones this morning. If you've been outside, you know just exactly what you're up against today, because the combination of a northwesterly wind and a zero reading here at WLS makes for a brutally cold morning. We're going down to around 7 below by tonight, 10 below out in the suburban areas, and tomorrow the weatherman says count on another sunny one, but not much help from the sun, as the thermometer tomorrow will only do about 5 to 7 degrees above.
Ladies and gentlemen, what? We're getting curious reports in from all over Chicago. A most amazing thing seems to be happening. There's not a woman in sight anywhere.
You mean we're out of women? Mm-hmm. And just when I was getting used to them.
Nothing but men as far as you can see.
Hello? So that's it. Yes, sir, I understand. Thank you, sir. Oh, I should have known. That was Mr. Lewis on the phone. Every woman in town is down at William A. Lewis for the greatest knit sale in years.
Yes, they're scooping up the most sensational knit suit buys in town.
Imported knit suits from Belgium, Italy, Hong Kong. 2- and 3-piece knit suits, even walking suits included.
Regularly $75 to $90, now all half price at $38.
Only $5 a month and never a charge for credit.
At William A. Lewis, 2301 West 95th. Hillside, Harlem Irving, Randhurst, and Scottsdale Shopping Center.
And to celebrate the great January sale, all 5 William A. Lewis stores will be open Sunday the 5th from 12 noon until 5 p.m.
89 WLS, 1965 was a souvenir
away.
fortunes from WLS Souvenir Year 1965. Lots of people have troubles this morning, and many of them center around, cars that won't start, or garage doors that are frozen shut. We have zero for an official WLS temperature reading, and it's heading down. That sun is out there looking big, beautiful, and about as useful as an unemployed brother-in-law. It's doing nothing but hanging up in the sky. Zero now, going to a low of 7 below in the city by tonight, 10 below in the suburbs.
Now, from American Iron and Steel Institute.
You ought to see Jody at the Sony Box Stand. She's an unbelievable chick. Sipping soft drinks from the bright steel can. I guess the steel is the steel is the trick. So get yourself a softy, and you can bet that you won't forget that all good things come in bright steel cans. I guess the steel is the steel's the. Drinks from the soda pop, man, it's an unbelievable kit. And have some fun from the bright steel can. Yes, the steel is the trick.
Buy your favorite soft drinks in those lightweight steel cans available at Jewel Food Store.
89 WLS.
Well, Mom, it's almost much too cold to send them outside, so it befalls you to come up with some sort of ideas to keep them busy. Whether they're going to be playing school down in the basement or digging up some of the games that managed to survive the Christmas holiday, going to have to keep them busy. And to keep you entertained, Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, and their favorite thing. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on a chilly Friday morning, third day of January, and Milwaukee reporting it at zero. And looking around at some of the other areas, they have something that is really adding insult to injury. Our winds are out of the northwest here in the Loop area now at about 10 miles an hour. But out in Rockford, for example, the winds are blowing 20 miles an hour. Springfield reports gusts to 23 miles an hour. And when you couple that with a zero or sub-zero reading, the chill factor brings the actual skin temperature down to something like 30 or 40 below zero. Und das ist cold.
Chicago. A new concept in news reporting flashes across the night skies, bringing awards and legions of new viewers to Channel 7. The principals in the drama are Fahey Flynn, Joel Daly, John Coleman, and Bill Frank. Four men pioneering an advanced technique in news talk called plain talk. Every night at 6 and 10 on Channel 7, Flynn, Daly, Frank, and Coleman. Chicago's new choice for news from across the nation and around the world.
From WLS, 12 souvenir years ago today.
Diamonds from WLS Souvenir Year 1957.
Chicago weather.
Well, not too much to report. One word will cover it, I guess. Cold. And you're going to get colder, too. Sunny, windy, temperature readings falling from their current perch of a big fat goose egg. We're reporting zero at O'Hare and at WLS. 3 degrees on the lakefront. Milwaukee at zero. Joliet at one below. DuPage at three below. 7 below for the city folk tonight. For you suburban people, boy, it's even going to get a little meaner out in your neck of the woods with a low tonight of 10 below out on the west and northwest and southwest sides. The outlook for tomorrow, about the same thing, fair, quite cold tomorrow. Thermometer might struggle up to a high of between 5 and 7 degrees. And Sunday's forecast, well, at this point, they're simply not saying.
Clark Weber, 89 WLS.
and the Supremes. Boy, they have ranked supreme down through the years. Love Child at 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. 9:19, Clark Weber Showtime. It's a Friday morning in town, and you've got to give thought to dinner tonight, Mom. How about thick slices of tender hickory smoked ham? Huh? National Food Store has it. Tender shank portions, fully cooked ham at only 39 cents a pound. And may I suggest you get a large enough portion so you'll have plenty for that richly flavorful ham on rye sandwiches over the weekend. Or how about homemade split pea soup? Got a little flu in your house, and what house doesn't? Those split pea soups really go great. Delicious ham chunks along with them. That'll perk up a lot of sagging appetites. That hickory smoked ham, the shank portion, just 39 cents a pound at National. And how about the sweet-tasting, fancy Washington State Red Delicious apples at 19 cents a pound? Another big year. Keep your family happy day after day. And healthy, too, with foods from National Foods, where you get miracle prices plus S&H green stamps.
89 WLS Souvenir.
From WLS Souvenir, year 1967. Good morning to you. 9:23 is that Clark Weber Showtime, still holding at 0 degrees. And as I said a little earlier, the sort of a day when, hey, look, unless it's absolutely necessary, just enjoy yourself in the warmth and comfort of your home, because it is brutal out there. The zero is bad enough, but the wind out of the northwest, gusting as high as 15 to 20 miles an hour, makes it absolutely intolerable this morning.
89 WLS.
Baby, is he looking after you? Is he showing you the same love, a warm love, just like we do? Baby, baby, it's you I'm thinking of. Thank you.
under sunny skies in Chicago. A reported $25,000 heist at the R.R. Donnelly Credit Union office this morning by two men wearing stocking masks. Both bandits were over 6 feet tall. The men were armed. The Donnelly Credit office is at 350 East Cermak Road. This news is presented by Emco Transmission Shops, the name that's trusted coast to coast. Good morning, I'm Lyle Dean, WLS News. Seven are dead this morning in Bloomer, Wisconsin, from a fire in a farm home. All of the dead are children, but two boys escaped from the fire. Fire Chief Kuklis, in Bloomer, Wisconsin, tells how they escaped.
The older one jumped out of the upstairs window, and he put a ladder up so his older brother could get out, but then they couldn't get back in to get nobody else out.
The parents, Mr. and Mrs. Earl Sikora, were not home at the time. The Viet Cong and Hanoi delegations in Paris say they'll drop their insistence that the expanded peace talks be considered a four-way conference if the allies will agree to a round conference table. The U.S. has been suggesting various tables separated in some way so that the Viet Cong don't appear to be full partners with Hanoi. A 50-man communist battalion carrying one ton of ammunition was ambushed by U.S. forces at nightfall yesterday. American artillery killed nine of the enemy. The surviving guerrilla fighters dropped their cargo and opened up a mortar attack on a nearby U.S. base 10 minutes later. No American servicemen were hurt in the shelling. Senate Democrats meet this morning before the 91st Congress convenes to elect their assistant Democratic leader. Until last week, it was expected that Russell Long of Louisiana would hold on to the post. But then Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts announced he wanted the job and said he had some impressive backing, including Senator and former Vice President and former Senator Humphrey and Senator Edmund Muskie, who formed the Democratic presidential ballot last fall. Long still predicts victory, but Kennedy says he is not far from it now. There's another development in the airplane crash last weekend in Chicago. It's now revealed that 23 victims of the crash were taken to a funeral home owned by a relative of an Illinois legislator. Well, we didn't have to wait long for the first hijacking of a U.S. plane in the new year. It was a big Eastern Airlines DC jet on its way from Miami to New York last night. It wound up in Cuba. An FAA spokesman in Miami tells us,
there were 138 passengers on board the aircraft and a crew of eight. We do not have any information as to the hijacker's identity or number or the type of weapon that was used to hijack the aircraft.
No word on when the plane, passengers, or crew will be released. More fires last night. The biggest, a three-alarm fire at the Hyatt House Hotel in Lincolnwood. Eight persons had minor injuries. One man cut as he jumped through a glass window. Damage, $15,000. Three tall men who asked for work at the National Food Store on East 87th Street last night got $3,000 for just a few minutes' work. They drew guns on the manager after asking him for a job. One of the three daringly disarmed a 72-year-old security guard. Tight security in Chicago tonight for the visit by President-elect Nixon. He'll arrive late this afternoon, attend a dinner honoring himself, his Treasury Secretary-designate David Kennedy, his Labor Secretary-designate George Shultz, and his Budget Director, Robert Mayo. WLS Chicago weather next.
Hi, this is Clark Weber talking to you about the Amco Transmission Shops here in Chicago. Find out for yourself why so many people trust their transmissions to Amco and why Amco has become the world's largest transmission service. You'll be amazed at what a professional, friendly operation they are. When you drive in, an Amco service manager is right there at the door to learn what trouble, if any, you've had with your transmission. You'll find the thing that impresses you most is the fact that all these fellows are not only courteous, but they really know transmissions. And it doesn't matter what make of car you drive. Amco specializes in all automatic transmissions. So if you want friendly, courteous, highly skilled attention given to your transmission, remember the name that's trusted from coast to coast. That's Amco. AAMCO.
WLS Chicago weather, much colder, but mostly sunny. Our high today about 8 degrees sometime this morning, then falling steadily to 8 below tonight. Cold and at least partly sunny tomorrow. Your Amco transmission shop in Hammond is at 624 State Street. And in Chicago, Amco is at 2001 South Cicero. In Milwaukee now, it's 0 degrees. WLS lakefront temperature is 3 above. O'Hare reports zero. Midway has zero. The news was presented by the AMCO Transmission Shops in Chicagoland. Find out why so many people trust their transmissions to AMCO and why AMCO has become the world's largest transmission service. See AMCO in Joliet at 145 East Cass and in Chicago at 4930 North Lincoln. Lyle Dean reporting for WLS. The beat goes on.
89 WLS.
And good morning, Friday, 9:34, LS Most Music Time. This is the Clark Weber Show.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Need you more than Wichita lineman is still on the line.
The Wichita Lineman at 9:37, Clark Weber Showtime, 23 minutes before 10 o'clock, Friday morning, getting a lot of calls from people saying, hey, it seems like it's even below 0 out in our neck of the woods. Well, it may well be that way. The temperature readings officially are at 0 here at WLS and at O'Hare, 3 on the outer drive. But the thing that makes it feel so much colder is the fact that that wind is whistling out of the northwest right now at 10 to 15 miles an hour. And that wind and that thermometer reading of 0 makes for, well, what they call a chill factor. It's registering probably in the areas of around 30 to 40 below as far as your skin is concerned.
Why take chances driving on smooth tires that will eventually let you down? And that's no fun, especially this time of year. We have a happy solution. Let us put two Firestone retreads on your car for only $19.69. Mix them or match them. Town and Country Winter Design or DLC 100 Conventional Tread Design. Both for the same low New Year's sale price, two for $19.69. Any 13-inch size black wall. Plus tax and two trade-in tires, same size off your car. White walls, only $2.50 more per pair. You'll find your size sale priced in our current newspaper ad. Just remember, New Year sale, mix them or match them, snow or conventional design Firestone retreads. No money down, months to pay at Firestone stores and participating dealers.
Did he say two for $19.69?
Yep, that's what he said, sweetheart.
89 WLS, 1961 was a souvenir year.
call himself Kokomo, and he could really work over a keyboard. From WLS Souvenir Year 1961, they called it Asia Minor. This chill factor that we've been talking about, according to the Weather Bureau, the rule of thumb is to subtract 1 mile an hour of wind as 1 degree from the temperature reading. So 3 degrees above zero would effectively be 17 below with a 20-mile-an-hour wind. This is a more realistic formula since a wind chill index takes into consideration the length of time it takes skin to freeze. And it's meant for people who are working out of doors. Well, our winds are out of the northwest, anything from 10 to 15 miles an hour. So take our zero reading and let's say 15-mile-an-hour wind. You've got a chill factor of 15 below. And baby, that's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I know. And it seems like only yesterday we were sweltering with the heat.
You're right, we were. In winter, at least, we can come in out of the cold.
Yes, last summer was terrible. We should have bought an air conditioner.
Well, this summer we'll get one for sure.
Don't wait for summer. Right now, Sears is staging a great preseason sale on window and central air conditioning. Buy now, and you not only beat the summer rush, you get Sears' lowest prices of the year. Sears will even make a free survey of your home, so you know just what your cooling needs are. Choose from a single window unit to a complete central air conditioning system. Prices start as low as $88 for window models, with no money down, no payments till June 1st. So beat the crowds. Beat the heat this summer, and save from $10 to as much as $141. Pre-season air conditioning sale. Now at your nearby Sears store.
You can choose from a window unit to a complete central air conditioning system and save $10 to $141 now at Sears. You feel a little bit funny talking.